Racetrack off. Lights are out. Here we go, Eastern Springs. The box has been set on the exit of turn four. We amble around nicely. Midget feature of the World Sprint Car Classic Night. Let's go live for 25 laps. You bet your life. Here we go. Whoa. Brad with a great start. Wooten got squeezed down. Look, he goes around the outside. It's Grizza. Well, the 98 car. Quillam, he's making his way through the field. Great driving is that. Fantastic action out there. So, battle midfield. Your race leader is Michael Brunt. In second place, Brock Maskevich. Go back to third of Alistair Wujan. Hickman. Then we go back to... Oh, Ricky Logan! Ricky Logan upside down right in front of us here in the commentary position. Well, Graham Standring, did you see what happened there?
No, I just caught the end of it, unfortunately. But, yeah, Karen and Ron Kendall will be looking on with interest, and I hope Ricky's not too shaken up, because remember, he does double duty. He's in one of our superstars in the sprint car section.
Right, so he's doing double duty, Ricky Logan and the Lucas, while he's moving around in the car.
Usually when they tip the car over like that straight away, they've already made contact with Ricky. So are you okay? Yep, it was just nothing of any consequence, so he'll be quite okay. When they take their time to get them out and they move them very slowly, and we get Dr. Bruce Page there.
He's out of the car, Groats.
Nah, fantastic.
Put your hands together. Ricky Logan, the little rock rocket.
So what will Ricky Logan be thinking? He'll be thinking without dropping the F-bomb. Ah, what a shame, you know, but now it'll be just total focus on the sprint car feature. I want to get back to a sprint car, regather his thoughts, just be okay with that.
He's a bit shady when the old stepping out. Bruce, you asked him who won the World Cup in 66 and he said Barack Obama. I'm not sure if he's fit enough to drive the sprint car. No, he's all right. He's walking over to just to be checked out again. Back comes the car, just a bit of frontal damage. And it looks like the roll cage too might have had a bit of a bump as well, but...
Is that technical bump? Is that a technical bump?
It's a technical bump. It's good that sometimes they happen right in front of us. We can tell them exactly what's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So they're just checking the helmet now to make sure it's okay. So down on the infield with Mel Parsons and co, Graham. Graham Standring has... what's Ricky Logan's thoughts right now?
Okay, I got Ricky here right now. Ricky, you're just watching your wounded car go past. Briefly, what happened? No one really caught it.
I don't know. We had some good speed there on the outside, and I passed some cars. I thought we were going to move up, and then I screwed up there a little bit. But getting into one there, I'm not sure what happened. The car in front of me slowed up a little bit, and I just climbed over his right rear.
Okay, good luck for the sprint.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ricky Logan there. Graham Standring down on the sideline as we go green again. Yes, we do. Brunt is your race leader. Is he going to be the first one to maybe grab a double podium here at Western Springs Speedway? Don't think it's happened before for a long time. So, sitting on the last 4 years, so Brunt is your race leader, chased by Maskevich. Then we go back to number 17. It could be a victorious night for Sudso tonight. Oh, look at that. Yes, you're right. Williams and Mosen on the prowl, 12th and 13th respectively. Mosen driving superbly right round the outside she goes. He picks up Harley Taylor. He's passing a car a lap. Oh, problems midfield. I thought there were some problems for the 91 O'Connor, Inslee and Wujan all checked up. Wujan is, he's dropping a few positions from his grid one start. As Mosen now, he is up to grid position number 10. So he's driving very well, isn't he? What, the 88 car? He would love to get to the pointy end of proceedings tonight. Midget car action. Five laps gone, 20 to go. Look at these front two cars. They are almost rubbing themselves together. Brunt down low. Maskevich going to move to the high line. He got third of the feature last week. He would love to go one better this week and maybe second or in fact take the top spot. Your race leader is Michael Brunt. Then we go back to, the fact that Brunt wins it, it means we've had a Michael on top of the podium all three nights, Debs. Yeah. You know, interesting information for you. So, meanwhile, Brunt is your race leader. In second place is number 5 of Maskevich. Then we go back to the 95 Hickman. 77 Inslee. 91 Buckley.
Why is the 70 Wujan car going backwards?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the spanner man. Oh, big wheel stand from Mosen, the CRC Synergy 88 car. A great wheel stand there indeed, Derbs. For those taking the broadcast through the dirt track channel.com, you're watching a very drivey track tonight. Brad Mosen is right out wide by the wall. He's driving superbly. In fact, as Hayden Williams is off onto the infield. So we've lost Hayden Williams. So there we go. McCutcheon just clicks up on the inside of the number 17 of Wujan. And Mosen, he's really powering. It's the longest way around the racetrack here, but driving very, very well. So meanwhile, Brunt is your race leader. You can throw a blanket over the first four cars. They're all running Indian file. Low line down through three and four. Mosen again, driving superbly. Round he goes. He's trying to reel in the current two. He's there, Chris McCutcheon. Halfway distance coming up. Halfway distance coming up on this one. The midget 25 lap feature tonight. One caution on lap three for Ricky Logan, who went upside down in the interest of turn three, but racing fast and furious. Out in front, it is the number nine, Michael Brunt, the Sudzone Mopar.
Brad needs to come down.
Yes, he does. He needs to get to the low line. The high line, he's throwing everything at us, trying to get some drive up there. This track is proving to be, what's going on there? No, McGough almost had an incident there further back. Mosen's up to eighth position at the moment. We have got on lap 13, make it lap 14. 14 laps completed in the book, so that makes it 11 laps to go. Great action here, it's a freight train out in front for Michael Brunt. Mosen. He is not moving anything, it's Mosen now. Just hits the fence. Mosen just bounces off the concrete fence, he loses his position, he desperately needs a yellow light, I might suggest. Number nine is your race leader, Brunt. Take the thing away from Michael. He's driving superbly. That Sunso Beast Mopar of Mike Bayless is driving really, really well. In second place is Maskevich. Maskevich tries to get a good rundown going into turn number one. In Pine Tree Bend they come. Out they go again. Here goes Maskevich. Maskevich comes right up the inside of him, but he shuts the door on his Brunt. Brunt just shuts the door on him. Great action further on in this one. Brunt, your race leader. In second place, it is the number five of Maskevich. In third is the 95 of Hickman. Hickman, no, Hickman! He goes straight into the side of the number five of Maskevich. And in a racing incident, Maskevich checked up in the corner and Hickman had nowhere to go. It's Buckley now. Buckley starts to reel in the 77 car. Everyone running down low except for Brad Mosen. On lap number 18 complete, he is really going to start to find some track out there. Big wheel stand for the Synergy V8 CRC car. He's doing a tough 2 weeks in a row to come from the B main, but he's driving very well at the moment. Your race leader is Michael Brunt. He may take a double podium here tonight at Western Springs Speedway. He's done one in the 2 litre midget class already earlier on. He may do one in the big one. Oh, have I spoken too soon? Is Maskevich? Oh, I thought he saw a gap, but there wasn't one. Maskevich putting a ton of pressure on him. Meanwhile, lap traffic not too far away. Lap 20. Five to go.
Here's Maskevich.
Here goes Maskevich. Maskevich just got him. Great pass up the inside. Oh, he had to pull out of it and Brunt gets the drive. Now Brunt and him are wheel to wheel. Oh, they're coming together. Now we've got a new race leader with five laps to go. Maskevich just hit the front. Well, like a thief in the night, he sat there and waited
and
for 20
away.
Minutes. And he's pulled away, Derbs. You're 120% correct. He's pulled away. So Brunt, he is now sitting in the bridesmaid position on lap 22 in the books. So, great action now. Here's Mosen still trying to run up high and he's still running in seventh position. Meanwhile, out in front, it is Brock Maskevich. Then we go back to Michael Brunt, Dwayne Hickman, 77 Inslee, 25 Scott Buckley, 91 O'Connor, 2 NZ of McCutcheon. White flag, one to go. White flag, one to go at the moment. Great action up front as Drummond goes low side on Malone. Further back, that's a pedal coming through for position number 9. Here he comes, chicken flag will fall. Great drive, young Brunt Maskevich will taste victory lane in the feature he will. Second Brunt, third Hickman. What a drive, Western Springs. What an absolute stellar drive. Great action out in front. Apart from that incident with Ricky Logan, young Brunt Maskevich will grab his second ever midget feature victory. And the big one is yet to come.
Fourth place would have been Sean.
We've got someone upside down.
Well, we got one upside down. It's the 85 car of Wade. Well, I didn't see the incident of Wade.
Well, that's we can put them in the program, though. 5, 9, 95 and 77. What a great drive. He just waited and waited and waited, young Brock. He started on 4, finished on 1. And he'll be a very happy man down when Graham Stadrick ever catches him to interview him. We'll let Graham have a little talk. Stop churning up the grass.
He's happy.
He's happy as Larry.
Spoke to Leith Meskovich during the week. He was out there picking some parts up, and he said the car was really starting to feel good.
No, it's good. No, they've got a little crew, a little team there, haven't they? They're great. So let's have a look for Graham to have an interview. We're going to be going with the sprint car feature very shortly, over 30 laps, event number 21.
The big one, the World Sprint Car Classic.
It's going to be a good one. World, how's the classification work? It's the best track in the country. It's the best drivers in the world, so that's why it's a World Classic.
And you're a classic commentator.
Let's have a listen to get the helmet off quickly. Let's go down trackside and Graham Stanring.
Okay, I got Brock Meskovich with me. Brock, that was a fantastic feature race. You did a great job, absolutely great job of the pass for the lead. Just talk us through. Obviously, you just stalked him. He was running good lines. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I could hear Dwayne, I think, was behind me, and it was just too slow up top, so we just started to nig around on the bottom, you know, and he got in there, and I could see I was getting a bit loose coming off, so I thought I'd just get the jump, the only opportunity I could. I saw the 5 laps coming out, so I thought I'd better go for it, and it paid off in the end.
Yeah, that was a great drive, and I see we've got Michael Brunt over here at the moment offering congratulations. That was a great drive by both you guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, definitely. It was a bloody good feature.
Yeah, and the 1M car?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Easy Shot for sponsoring again this year. Without them, you know, with the money they give in, it's great. 1M First Maintenance, Wayne Scott, 0800 Beta, McDonald's Point Chev, Dean Automotive. Most of all, my dad. Without him, all the money and time he puts in, I wouldn't be here. So thank you.
And I bet there's a very excited sister and mum up in the Legends Lounge also.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure they'll be stoked.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Brock. Congratulations, Derbs. That was a great drive.